January 7th through the 13th. Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 1. Be it unto me according to thy word. As you read and ponder Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 1, record the spiritual impressions you receive. What doctrinal truths do you find? What messages will be of most value to you and your family? The study ideas in this outline may help you discover additional insights. From a mortal perspective, it was impossible. A virgin could not conceive, nor could a barren woman who was well past childbearing years. But God had a plan for the birth of his son and of John the Baptist. So both Mary and Elizabeth, against all earthly odds, became mothers. It can be helpful to remember their miraculous experiences whenever we face something that seems impossible. Can we overcome our weaknesses? Can we touch the heart of an unresponsive family member? Gabriel could easily have been speaking to us when he reminded Mary, "With God nothing shall be impossible." See Luke 1:37. And Mary's response can also be ours when God reveals his will. Be it unto me according to thy word. See Luke 1:38. Ideas for personal scripture study. The Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Who were Matthew and Luke? Matthew was a Jewish publican or tax collector, whom Jesus called as one of his apostles. See Matthew chapter 10, verse 3. See also Bible Dictionary, Publicans. Matthew wrote his gospel mainly to fellow Jews. Therefore, he chose to emphasize Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah that were fulfilled through Jesus' life and ministry. Luke was a Gentile, a non-Jewish physician who traveled with the Apostle Paul. He wrote his gospel after the Savior's death primarily to a non-Jewish audience. He testified of Jesus Christ as the Savior of both the Gentiles and the Jews. He recorded eyewitness accounts of events in the Savior's life, and he included more stories involving women compared to the other Gospels. See also Bible Dictionary, Gospels, Matthew, Luke. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, Luke chapter 1, verses 28 through 35. Why did the Savior need to be born of a mortal mother and an immortal father? President Russell M. Nelson explained that the atonement of Jesus Christ, quote, required a personal sacrifice by an immortal being not subject to death. Yet he must die and take up his own body again. The Savior was the only one who could accomplish this. From his mother he inherited power to die. From his father he obtained power over death, end quote. See Constancy Amid Change from the Ensign, November 1993. Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25 and verses 57 through 80. God's blessings come in his own time. For whatever reasons, God's timing meant that the blessing Elizabeth and Zacharias desired to have a child came much later than they expected. If you find yourself having to wait for a blessing, or if it seems that God isn't hearing your prayers, the story of Elizabeth and Zacharias can be a reminder that he hasn't forgotten you. He has a plan for you, and he always keeps his promises to his righteous saints. As Elder Jeffrey R. Holland promised, quote, "Some blessings come soon, some come late, and some don't come until heaven. But for those who embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ, they come," end quote. From An High Priest of Good Things to Come in the Ensign, November 1999. How did Zacharias and Elizabeth remain faithful? See Luke chapter 1, verses 5 to 25 and verses 57 through 80. Do you find yourself waiting for a blessing? What do you feel the Lord expects of you while you wait? What other messages might the Lord have for you in this story? Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. The faithful willingly submit to God's will. Like Mary, we sometimes find that God's plans for our life are quite different from what we had planned. What do you learn from Mary about accepting God's will? In the following tables, write statements from the angel and Mary. See Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, along with the messages that you find in their statements. In the manual, you'll find a table with two columns. The heading for the first column says, "The Angel's Words to Mary." An example of this might be, "The Lord is with thee." See verse 28. The heading for the second column is "Message for me." An example might be, "The Lord is aware of my situation and struggles." In a second table, the first column is labeled Mary's reactions. An example might be, "How shall this be?" in verse 34. The heading of the second column is "Message for me." And an example of this is, "It's okay to ask questions when I don't understand." As you read about Joseph's righteous example in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, what do you learn about accepting God's will? What could you learn from Zacharias's and Elizabeth's experiences? See Luke 1. See also Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19, Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Helaman chapter 10, verses 4 through 5, Bible Dictionary, Gabriel. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. Mary testifies of Jesus Christ's mission. Mary's words in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55, foretold aspects of the Savior's mission. What do you learn about Jesus Christ from Mary's statements? What additional insights do you gain about the blessings that the Savior offers by comparing these verses with Hannah's words in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, and with Jesus' Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, verses 4 through 12? What does the Spirit teach you as you ponder these insights? Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. As your family reads the genealogy of Jesus, you might explain that it traces his royal lineage through Joseph back to King David. This lineage was significant because it had been prophesied that the Messiah would come through the lineage of David. See Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 through 6. This could be a good opportunity to discuss your own family history and share some stories about your ancestors. How does knowing about your family history bless your family? Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Luke chapter 1, verses 13 and 30. Why might the people in these verses have been fearful? What causes us to feel fearful? How might God be asking us to fear not? Luke chapter 1, verse 37. To help your family build faith that with God nothing shall be impossible, you could search Luke chapter 1 together and find things God did that might be considered impossible. What other stories could they share from the Scriptures or their own lives in which God did seemingly impossible things? Searching through the Gospel art book could help them think of ideas. Improving our teaching. Apply the Scriptures to our lives. After reading a Scripture passage, invite family members to apply it to their lives. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 21. For instance, how can we apply what we learn about responding to the Lord's call from the reactions of the individuals in Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 1?